All I have is a mailbox. That's it. There's nothing else on the property.
It's the knickknacks and the curios, the pictures that we had on the walls of the kids, of the surf, of the, you know, whatever, fishing, growing up. Those are the things you can't replace.
Yeah, I had an acoustic piano that I did a lot of writing on, and actually I did all my writing on, and we just couldn't get it out of there.
I really hated losing all my shoes. Your comfortable boots, the things that you've broken in, and like to have all brand new shoes at one time was really very difficult. I know it sounds superficial, but it was.
Everyone had this, they knew the shape of their dune, they knew what the walkway felt like going up, and then Sandy stole that.
Losing our neighborhood is probably equally as tough as losing your home. Knowing that we're going to be living somewhere else and we're not going to have that neighbor that we can walk across the street and lean on is going to be a very difficult adjustment for us.
And I've lived here for 42 years, and I know everybody on the street, but I know them much better now than I used to before because of this.
I haven't had to ask for very much. People really just jumped in and helped. I knew we were in dire straits. You know, we were paycheck to paycheck, middle class people, and I really felt like I didn't know how we were gonna fix it all. It was very overwhelming of a feeling. Still is.
I gained a hate for insurance. That's what I gained. I will never, ever have flood insurance again.
What I've personally gained is friendships that I didn't have before. Having people that I know are true and have shown up for us, and I will forever have their backs.